Christian churches in New South Wales and Western Australia are preparing for their biggest ever advertising campaign. The six-week pitch to embrace Jesus will begin next month, online, in newspapers and on radio and television. The advertising blitz is expected to reach up to 90% of people in the two states. It will encourage people to make Jesus a topic of conversation at work and at home. But even before it begins, there's criticism from some quarters that the campaign is even being allowed to go to air. Kirsten Aiken reports.
The campaign, created by a Sydney advertising agency, will try to encourage people to discuss Jesus as a topic of conversation by, well, not mentioning him very much. The ads are currently being reworked to minimise references to Jesus, God and the church after research showed people tune out when presented with overt religious themes. Carl Faes is a consultant to the Million Dollar Plus campaign.
You know, life throws up difficulties all the time for everybody, and everybody's trying to ask them, find the answers to some of those paradoxes of life.
Do you have your work cut out for you, given that I understand the research which preceded this campaign actually found that people hate church?
Well, the Christian message has always been a hard one to bring across, and some of the background information has said that due to some of the things that have happened in the church over the last number of years, both the whole pedophilia issue and plus people's experience sometimes in church schools, sometimes churches in themselves, has left the church in a place that's kind of a bit out on the edge. But the interesting thing is that people are still involved, still interested in spiritual things. The name of Jesus, there's a great deal of interest around that as well. So what we're seeking to do is help people to reconsider being re-engaged in faith.
My name is Satan. I'm the president of the Atheist Foundation of Australia.
Actually, the name of the foundation president is David Nichols.
I personally don't think it's going to have very much impact, and I would personally advise people to go to a site on the web that is called Jesus All About Lies, and that will give a better perspective on what the story is all about.
Although the campaign has yet to start in New South Wales and Western Australia, Mr. Nichols says the ads should be accompanied by a disclaimer, particularly since a planned awareness campaign by the Atheists Foundation earlier this year was banned from running on the side of metropolitan buses.
We don't mind if people advertise. You know, advertising is a part of our life, it's a part of our economy, a part of our culture, but surely advertising should have truth in it. I mean, if you're advertising about a Jesus, you are telling a lie. It's like if you advertised Coca-Cola would make you levitate if you drink it, that is a lie. And this is the same thing about the Jesus About Life campaign, is advertising a product that doesn't exist. Whereas the Atheist Foundation was advertising a product that has made us a very successful race amongst all the animals on the planet. And our slogan was, Atheism, Celebrate Reason.
David Nichols says the Atheists Foundation will now use reason to attempt to have the bans on its own campaign overturned and is prepared to go to the United Nations if unsuccessful. In the meantime, people in New South Wales and Western Australia will be presented with the Jesus All About Life campaign. Both the campaign organisers and the Atheists Foundation are asking the public to view it with an open mind.
Kirsten Aiken.